Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Sing it, Marv. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Happy Democracy Day. Got your host, James, here with you. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. That's you out there. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Mm-hmm. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our friend Brittany Merlot, talk a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good over here. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. This weather's got me a little down and dreary, but it's okay. It's okay.
it's just a nice kind of interesting backdrop, you know, for mm-hmm. the day ahead and everything. We will bring the sunshine. Mother Nature, you do enough. We'll bring it. We'll bring it. We'll bring the
We
energy.
Got this today.
Mm-hmm.
I know. And Mother Nature, of all things, she's targeting central Wisconsin with potentially strong to severe storms this afternoon. Of all days and of all things, in November, go figure, we could. There's a teeny tiny chance that a tornado warning may go out this afternoon. And that, to me, is just crazy. I mean, we do have a second peak of severe weather in November, but what we have going on here is such a big temperature difference. Like, north in the state is much cooler than where we're sitting, and further south, there's some crazy humidity building in. So as this little low pressure quickly swings through this afternoon, it could spark up some stronger storms, heavy rain, gusty winds, and like I mentioned, you may hear a siren going off. But if that happens, don't be too scared. It would be very small, very brief, very weak. That kind of nature, so nothing too significant. But heads up, it's not going to stop me. I'm still going out to vote right in the middle of it in the afternoon. I'll tell you that.
Right on, ready.
So put away the lawn chairs is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. Trade it for the umbrellas.
There you go.
Floaty with the extra rain.
I was going to ask, I mean, can you Mary Poppins this thing? Can you just pull the umbrella out and it'll get you to the polling
Fly
place?
Into
it'll just
the polls.
Get you right to there. I might. I have never tried this. I'm light enough. I might actually work.
Today could be your day, James.
Might be the day.
Today's the day. I'm going to try it for you, too.
when I was a kid, I remember seeing South Africans first got the chance to vote, people traveling hundreds and hundreds of miles on foot just to be able to, you know, write a name on a piece of paper and put it into a box and then walk back home. Think we can make
oh,
it.
I love
think,
it.
Think we can get
yes,
there.
We can.
Think we
can
do that
yes,
today, everybody. and we'll meet you there. Well, everybody. Thank you, Brittany, so much for the time. We appreciate you.
You too. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks,
you
Brittany.
Too. Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot. Joins us every morning right in this time slot. Melissa and I got some fun stuff lined up for you today. We're going to get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. After that, we got to get into this parade, this fake parade or whatever in Ireland.
Ooh, yeah.
We didn't have time yesterday. We got some election stats to kick off the show and some to wrap up the first hour. We've also got a great interview we're going to play that Melissa was able to snag for us.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. We'll also get into some entertainment news in the 9 o'clock hour. We've got some fun stuff there for you we'll get into, and local auditions going on. And, of course, we'll talk a little bit about our coverage today for the election.
Yes.
All that coming up. As well as what is a... we have four small cleaning projects that can make a huge difference for you. We've got that one. And I've also got a bunch of good stories of the day. And I want to see if we have time for something else, too. But got a couple of these things lined up for you. And we're here not only to keep you informed today, but keep a positive vibe going, keep a strong, good vibe going. There's a lot of people that do watch parties for the Super Bowl or do it for the Oscars or Grammys or TV show finales, you know, things like that. Game of Thrones, I remember having a really huge one that a lot of people were involved in. In a new poll, 8% of people say that they will host or attend a watch party for the election. Which seems a little bit, interesting. Maybe not as exciting as the Super Bowl for some. Maybe even more exciting than for others. 38% of Americans think it's unlikely that they will know who won the presidential election within 24 hours of the polls closing. 35% say that they will watch the election coverage with friends or family members. And 45% say that they will watch it alone. And this year, Democrats are more likely to say that they're attending a watch party. Republicans are more likely to say that they'll watch it alone.
Interesting.
Yeah, just civic science for you. Mm-hmm. Interesting stuff. And also, now there's stats there, and there's interesting things there. But regardless of R or D or whatever is in front of your name or where you may be voting today, you're going to know people, or you out there are people who are falling into these categories, mm-hmm. One direction or the other. And that is the tapestry of our country. We are a country that can, do multiple things at once. We can,
yes.
We can have two thoughts in our head at the same time.
We are embrace diversity.
We are a country that can maybe not. We can go to war while also protesting that war. We are mm-hmm. a country that can like Coca-Cola and Pepsi. We are a country that can do two things at once. We are not a dictatorship.
Correct.
We are not told what to do in that regard. We are not made to do these things. Keep in mind today that you have more in common with each other than ever before right now. Mm-hmm. And these are we should be brought together more than ever because of yeah. these things. And,
yeah,
and
we should celebrate our diversity.
And we have an opportunity today, too, to really show the rest of the world what we're made of mm-hmm. and the way that democracy really can run. And be treated right, and treat each other right out there, treat our poll workers well. I suggest to people to have a palate cleanser. Give yourself, after you vote today, get yourself, what's your favorite snack? What's something that you like to do? Have something lined up after you vote. You did your civic duty. You did what you were supposed to. You went out there and voted.
Yes.
Go get some ice cream.
Sure.
I don't know. Well, whatever it is, whatever your
treat.
Thing is. Ice cream's a good one, I think. Maybe you got mm-hmm. a favorite TV show you haven't gotten a chance to watch in a long time. And you want to catch up on The Simpsons Treehouse of Horrors. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever it might be,
whatever
for you
strikes
out there,
your fancy.
Yeah, please feel free. I say embrace those things and give yourself that. Give yourself grace.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is one of those chances for us to really it doesn't have to be a gloomy day. I understand what the weather's doing, but that doesn't mean that it has to be a difficult day or a gloomy day or anything like that.
No, there's a lot of reason to be hopeful today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And because one thing that we know for sure, there's people out there that are going to be out there voting today, and there's going to be a lot of first time voters,
mm-hmm.
and that. I don't know if you remember what that was like, Melissa, or not. It wasn't that long ago for you. I do remember the excitement, and I did not expect to feel a certain level of pride in it. I knew that I'd be excited, but I didn't know I'd feel proud to be doing it. I didn't understand that part of it until I was actually physically doing it. And there's a lot of people out there in this election cycle that are voting for the first time, and they're going to get to feel that. Show mm-hmm. those people what it's like. Show them what how it is to be a vet and a pro. How we treat people, how we treat our poll workers.
I'm honestly trying to remember the very first time I voted, and I'm drawing a blank. I'm drawing a blank. But I do remember being excited to go to the polls several times, in recent history here and in the early 2000s. It's a wonderful thing that we are free and able to do, and we need to keep those freedoms.
Pretty sure Lincoln. I voted on Lincoln. I'm not sure. I'm old. I don't remember.
You voted on Lincoln.
We have a call coming in. Let's see what's on your mind. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'll probably talk to my brother tonight. He doesn't get home from his girlfriend until about 9:30. So I'll probably talk to him for a while, over an hour. And we won't talk at all about politics. We're going to talk only Brewers. I'm pretty sure only Brewers.
That is the perfect way to do it. That is a perfect idea. And you got plenty to talk about. They've been making a lot of moves lately and stuff. So there's plenty on the bone there. That's a good idea, sir. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. And thank you for going out there and voting today. We appreciate you. You have a good day. Be safe out there.
I voted early, yeah.
Oh, so did you? Good. Good on you. Good on you for doing that.
Well, good. You got the day off then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. More and more people are doing it. We had record numbers in that, Melissa, turnaround. And I don't think that's going, I don't think those numbers are going to go down going forward or anything.
Well, no, because voting should be easy. It should be easy.
Mm-hmm.
Our voting system is safe, secure, and it should be easy
You know, now here's the thing. It should be easy, but say you want it to be difficult, and like you just want, like, you've been, say somebody, you've been voting a number of cycles, like you and I. We voted for, we don't even remember who our first person we voted for. That's how long we've been doing this. So maybe we want an obstacle course. You know, or,
No. What I want, James, is that, do you remember Nickelodeon?
Yes,
in the early days? I don't even remember the name of the show, but it was like Slime something.
Double Dare.
Yeah, and you had to go through these obstacles and climb through foam and get slimed, and like, that would be cool.
My sister and I would practice that and try to do the things that they were doing in the game and stuff.
I mean, now the kids just got the floor is lava. That is not as much fun.
No. Yeah. You know, it's all right for a little while. It's okay.
It's okay
for a little while. But
it's just not the same as climbing through pudding.
I'm going to vote no matter what or anything, but I just think that it'd be kind of fun if you chose. You don't have to, but say, here's this area where you just go vote like we always normally do. Yep. And you know, that. And then there's this area for adults where, hey, would you like to have an obstacle course?
You want a little challenge with your voting?
I mean, come on, it'd be kind of fun.
Just be sure you don't get any slime on the ballot.
Yes. Let's take another call before we go to our first time out. Good morning. You're on the air.
I respect those of you who are old enough not to remember who you voted for the first time, but I don't know that I will ever be old enough to forget that the first person I voted for was a black man.
There you go.
Yeah. Since that was you, wow, God, that just made me feel so old. I had all these deep conversation questions I wanted to ask, and all I could think is, geez, man, I am old. That was your first election. That's different.
2008.
I just think that that's a different one. That one stands out. It's understandable that you would remember that. I'm sure not alone in that. And I appreciate you sharing that.
And there's many in this generation that are voting.
Exactly. I would like to remind everybody that we are nearly 40. The people who voted for Obama for their first election. We are nearly 40.
That's interesting. Yeah. What were you going to say, Melissa?
I was just going to say that the people who are voting for the first time in this election will be the first generation that's able to vote for a woman.
Yeah.
Yep.
How many countries before us have had women as presidents?
Or prime ministers.
Leaders, the top leader in their country.
Yep. Yeah,
this is America.
We're supposed to be the trendsetters. We invented blue jeans. Dang it! I mean, come on. We're supposed to be setting trends here, not following them. We're just catching up with this stuff. We're also starting to show more and more, I think, the diversity of our country. Truly show it in these positions
with representation.
Yeah. That's a great note.
In the name of blue jeans, I'm voting for Kamala Harris.
Just glad you're voting. I appreciate it. Appreciate the note. Thanks for calling. Safe travels out there. And safe travels everybody out there. Again, get to the polls. Take your time getting there. Be easy with each other. Treat each other with grace. Dear God, please treat our poll workers with respect that they deserve. We appreciate every single one of you poll workers out there. All of you helping democracy ring. And a special shout out to an 8-month pregnant one up in Stevens Point that is working really hard for us right now. We appreciate her very much.
And also, yes, we do. And then also make sure that you're, in addition to being good to those poll workers, don't make their job harder by wearing any kind of campaign anything.
Yeah.
Like that's electioneering. You can't wear your hats. You can't wear your buttons. Don't just leave all of that in the car when you go in to vote.
I had a Wu-Tang Forever shirt I was going to wear. Not going to be able to do that. We will have a commercial. We'll be right back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. It's time for the Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day. We get to celebrate you and our great friends over at El Cafe, who are open for the week.
That's right. It's their first day of the week.
Yeah, head on over
there. Can we start on Tuesday too, James?
Yeah, how great would that be? Yes, that sounds awesome. Yeah, that sounds great. We're going to follow El Cafe's lead. order your holiday pies over there today. They got pumpkin, death by chocolate, cranberry, cherry, Dutch apple, pecan, banana cream, a whole bunch of great ones.
Their pies are amazing. You can't make a bad choice.
I've got to try one of these. There is nothing like homemade pumpkin pie. God, I love that. It's my favorite by far and away.
Today's a great day to do it.
Death by chocolate sounds pretty good, too. That sounds like a pretty good way. That sounds all right to me.
Yeah. Go out and vote, and then head over and treat yourself with pie.
There you go. There it is, everybody. We got your plans all lined up for you. Go ahead and check
Jay's taken
up.
Care of.
Head on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish him a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Appreciate our friends at El Cafe. Buy local. Support those that support this community.
Absolutely.
We have to get into our birthdays and anniversaries here, but we want to remind you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Info at WFHR.com. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages as well, and you can call up.
That's right. You can call 715-424-2600 and wish your happy birthday or anniversary live on air. Look, you can even do it yourself.
Yes.
Like, toot your own horn. Why not? It's your birthday. Come celebrate with us.
Or you can even use a fake voice. I would like to wish James a happy birthday. You can do whatever you want. You know, if you don't want, you can go ahead. And just change it up. Have some fun with it.
But you also don't have to. That's a lot of pressure.
No, you don't have to do that at all. No, please. Just call up and have some fun with us. We look forward to hearing from you, everybody. Mm-hmm. We have three possible qualifiers today. Melissa, I need a one through three.
I'm going to choose one.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. Get right into it. First up, though, we want to wish a very happy anniversary to, well, something that can't win. And congratulations to our own AM 1320, 97.5 FM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Happy 84th anniversary.
Hey. We're calling in for our own anniversary, James.
That's right. We are.
Although technically it's Pam.
Pam
gets all the credit here.
100%. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Happy 84th anniversary to WFHR. Like the story about how WFHR went on air just in time to share the election results, 84 years ago is just fantastic that it lands today, on Election Day, where we will be giving election results tonight during our live coverage from 6 to, I don't know, sometime in the wee hours of Wednesday.
Yeah. And it's fitting. It's incredibly fitting to celebrate our birthday on an as we do here on election days every 4 years. And
yes. This
is a special one. But it's also something you may have noticed. We haven't been highlighting this or talking about it that much and everything. And that's in part because our job, the election comes first. Covering the news comes first. Mm-hmm. And being able to celebrate these kind of things is very much down the line. Now, I think something that maybe even you've noted before, Melissa, when it comes to our 85th birthday next year, when there is not a presidential election going on, that's a whole different story. Oh,
it's
you're going to hear about that one.
A party.
Yeah, you are going to hear about that one, everybody. We are going to be talking that one up and everything. But we are... As somebody who has been saved by radio, appreciates radio and everything, it all starts with this station and this community. And I'm appreciative of what this station has been able to bring to this community. Think of 84 years of entertainment, 84 years of news, and 84 years of a trusted news source.
Yes.
We will continue to be that for you.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to read about the history of WFHR and the 84 years of history that we have, Terry Barr and Pam Hilke worked together on an article. Terry did the writing, but Pam did all of the collecting of the history and the pictures. Head on over to WFHR.com and check out the article. It's lovely.
Yeah, incredible piece. Terry does amazing work, and Pam was you could see Pam's touches in it and everything.
Oh, yes.
It's a really cool piece and an important history. It's your history, everybody. It's Central Wisconsin history. Be sure to look into that, and we'll talk more about the anniversary here a little bit later. But be on the lookout for next year, everybody. I'm telling you that much.
You're up.
Let's do the other thing we like to do around here and celebrate in our community by looking into our birthdays and anniversaries for our local celebrities. And first up, Brittany Droolinger is celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday,
Brittany. Happy birthday, Brittany.
We're fans of that name around here. Mm-hmm. We sure are. We're wishing her a happy birthday. Wishing a happy birthday to Arlene Van Duser.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Arlene. Hope it's a good one for you.
Happy birthday, Arlene. I have an aunt, Arlene. Or is she a cousin?
Either way,
I think it's my mom's cousin, so I'm not sure what that relation is. Or she'd call her cousin, whatever.
That's one of those ones that throws
you. I love the name Arlene.
Yeah, it's a good one. And our qualifier today, Darlene. Darlene Bach, celebrating a birthday.
Nice. Happy birthday, Darlene.
Arlene and Darlene celebrating birthdays today. Yeah. That's great. That's fantastic. Wishing you a great one. And our qualifier today, Darlene Bach. happy birthday to you, Darlene.
Happy birthday.
I do apologize to the radio station for not being able to qualify. You were right in there. You were in the running.
We really wanted you to, but sorry.
Yep. Would it could have worked out real good for us. Could have worked out real good. taking a look at our celebrity list of birthdays and anniversaries, Odell Beckham Jr. is 32, wonderful wide receiver, and has one of the greatest catches in NFL history. Unfortunately, that gets pushed down the line almost every weekend as there is just one more great catch after great catch after. It's just amazing. Jason Kelce is 37, recently retired, Super Bowl champion for the Philadelphia Eagles, and currently doing a lot more commentating in every commercial there is. Every single the Kelces are just making their money right now, man. They're just they are all over the place. More power to you. Do it. Hey,
strike while the iron's hot. Isn't that the saying?
That's the job. That is how it works. Yeah, man. You got to do what you got to do to keep relevant or to hit, like you said, while the iron's hot. And plus, this isn't going to last. Like you know this as you're doing it. At least most people do, especially a guy like him. He's an Ohio boy. I mean, the Kelces are Ohio kids. They're still pretty down to earth considering everything that is going on in that family.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Jones is 37, the oldest of the Jonas brothers.
Okay.
Ryan Adams is 50.
Ryan Adams. Yeah, I know that name.
Got quite a few songs, quite a few albums. Don't know a dang one of them. I'm sorry. I don't know. I know he's a musician. I just don't know him that well. I do know Johnny Greenwood from Radiohead. He is 53, and he is amazing. Guitar player for Radiohead. Amazing guitar player. The flawlessness of the song, if you just listen to the guitar of Creep or a lot of Radiohead songs, it's flawless. It's incredible.
I don't know. I'm pretty good at Creep on, what's that? PlayStation game,
Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero. I shred a mean guitar on that
that's
song.
That's good. Nicely done. I did a promo in my old classic rock days when that game was huge. Where when my hair was really long and I dressed up as Slash.
Nice.
It was fun. It was fun. I got to do the jumping in the air thing with the kicking the legs out over there. Sam Rockwell is 56. Interesting, he celebrates a birthday on Election Day. Is he George W. Bush in Dick Cheney's movie Vice? In the Dick Cheney movie Vice. He's also won Best Supporting Actor for Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri, and was in The Green Mile, Galaxy Quest, Iron Man 2. He is the president, I believe, also in, I think they call him the president, I can't remember if president or mayor, in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. It's the first movie I saw him in, and I've been a fan ever since. He's one of the better all-around actors you'll ever see. He's got great
facial expressions.
He really is. He can also do it all, like a comedic, drama, you know, all those things. He can be, and
he's won Best Supporting Actor.
Yeah. That Oscar that he won for Three Billboards is going to always hold out, like that, stand out. That was a good one. Great performance. Let's see here. Tatum O'Neal is 61, former child star. She was 10 when she won Best Supporting Actress for Paper Moon in 74. Her performance in that still holds up. I don't know if the movie does, but her performance in it still does. The great Tilda Swinton is 64. The White Witch in The Chronicles of Narnia, the Ancient One in Doctor Strange, Gabriel in Constantine. She's a great actress.
She is fantastic, and she's got such a unique look.
I've always been a big fan of hers and everything, but I found out something, oddly enough, working on the Conan O'Brien show, that her and Conan are friends, and in part because people have said that they look like each other. Now, for Conan O'Brien, he's a stand-up comedian, and of course he's going to make jokes and all that and everything, and be humbled by this. Tilda Swinton, as an actress, as somebody who has to put so much into their looks, into their confidence and everything, I wouldn't know how you would feel about that. She laughs this off and she's done like bits with Conan about it. they've had a lot of fun with it over the years. I really admire that. I admire in an industry that's so built on image when you could have fun with these things and everything. Good on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ryan Adams and Bryan Adams both celebrate a birthday together. Bryan Adams is 65 today. Cuts like a knife. Summer of 69. I can't make this stuff up, everybody. Hilarious.
Nor would you want to.
Yeah. So Arlene and Darlene are celebrating a birthday together. And Ryan Adams and Bryan Adams are celebrating a birthday today.
There you go.
It's pretty good. Robert Patrick is 66. Great character actor. Remember him from, of course, T-1000 and Terminator 2. He was in The X-Files and some other great work, too. A good character actor. Peter Noonan is 77, lead singer of Herman's Hermits. Into Something Good, that's classic. The Hermits had at least one or two hits, I know. They had a couple, yeah.
Okay.
Also went on to do a lot of hosting gigs on VH1 and stuff like that over the years.
VH1.
Yeah, just really dated myself.
That was a flashback.
Yeah, as well. Art Garfunkel is 83.
Wow.
He was nice enough to give a young Paul Simon a break. And Simon and Garfunkel, one of the biggest duos of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Robinson, Sound of Silence, Bridge Over Troubled Water, Exceptional Hair.
so many good songs.
There's a lot of songs. Some people no longer with us, like the legend Bill Walton, would have been 72 today. Amazing basketball player, Hall of Fame basketball player, amazing announcer. You never will hear anybody announce a game like Bill Walton. You never did, and you never will again. You talk about real radio that we do, or freeform radio, a lot of these things. Guys like Bill Walton really, in John Madden, and people like that, really set the bar for that and really trailblazed the ability of you don't have to just talk like this all the time. You don't have to be perfect, essentially. That people that are listening to this want to hear real people talking and being themselves and not just people putting on airs or trying to do certain things. Bill Walton was that too, just a personification of that, along with a million other things.
Yeah, it looks like he also had a fun sense of style.
Oh my God, yeah. Well, he was out there. He was out there, right? One of the legends here, Roy Rogers, born on this day in 1911, passed away in 1998. You cannot tell the history of music and not mention Mr. Roy Rogers. And I notice I didn't say the history of country music. The history of music, you cannot tell without Roy Rogers. You talk about trailblazers and guys that did things that nobody else were doing before that we would go on to do even to this day. Roy Rogers is one of the epitomes of that and set the bar very high.
Yeah, and so many things he did. Singer, actor, television host, rodeo performer. Like, he was the real deal.
Yeah, and especially at a time where that was the game. You had to be able to do it all. You know, nowadays you can have these niches and you have specialty in this or that or whatever and make a good career at that. Back then, you know, it was coming out of the vaudeville days where you had to be good at everything.
Right. And you had to sing. You had to dance. You had to ride a horse.
Yeah. It was an amazing life. Amazing career for Mr. Roy Rogers. And one more time, wishing happy birthdays and anniversaries to everybody out there, and a happy 84th to our station, WFHR.
Yes, indeed.
We'll be back with more right here on Morning Show at, WFHR.
Hey.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Little Diana Ross to play us in. Ooh. I like it.
Yeah.
This is an interesting one we're going to dive into, Melissa and I, right now. Thank you for joining us, everybody. Phone lines are wide open, 715-424-2600. Feel free to call and join us for the conversation. Thousands of people in Dublin, Ireland, turned out for a Halloween parade on Thursday that did not exist. A website.
I saw this headline read it yet.
Yeah. A website called My Spirit Halloween claimed a big parade would be going through the city center on Halloween night, and news spread on social media. But it turned out there was no parade. The website was based in Pakistan, and the whole thing was a hoax. Someone posted a video from their apartment of people in lining the street waiting for it to start. It was supposed to get going at 7 o'clock. It took about an hour for people to accept it wasn't happening. Police had to put out a statement saying, contrary to information being circulated online, on no Halloween parade is scheduled to take place. They asked people to please disperse safely. What do you got?
This is a little disturbing that, you know, that something like this could happen even.
Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to find like what it was that like what people saw that made them believe this was real so much. And I'm looking at the the live video that they showed of it. There's so many people. This is an insane amount of people.
Like, how did they not have a trusted news source saying this isn't actually happening and you shouldn't go because you're going for nothing.
This is big enough.
Aside to just hang out on the street together.
There's thousands of people out at this parade. Yeah. This is big enough to where somebody in that thousands of people knows somebody who is a news person. Like Ireland's not that big. They're bound to have somebody, some connection, or at least somebody who like would have said something to a local newspaper or news station or something and said, hey, this big event's going on. How come you're not covering it? Well, we're not covering it because it's not real. We should probably talk about that. Like that seems like a failure on a number of layers there. But I am, if this kind of thing happens again, or something like this happens again, I would have liked to, where I was hoping the story was going was, it was a hoax, but everybody still decided, you know what, we're here.
Let's have a party.
Yeah. And flip the script. Like, one of the best things to do, one of the greatest revenges is killing them with kindness. Hey, you brought us here. Maybe it was a hoax for you, but it's not for us. And they could have turned this into a real celebration.
And who knows what happened? I mean, they didn't cover it in the article. But this is a golden opportunity for that city.
Yeah.
Obviously, their people turn out for a Halloween parade.
Exactly. Think about that part of it. Yeah, marketing-wise, or city, if you're a city official or, you know, the chamber, local chamber of commerce for Dublin or something like that, you're like, okay, so we know this works.
Yeah.
Like, you just had
next year, let's do it again and put in, it's real this time.
It's almost as if this hoax blew up in their face and didn't actually work, because these rarely do work. These rarely do really impact people like the way that a lot of these people would like them to and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's an important thing to, of course, keep in mind, throughout this time and everything. But it's also more important to also, I think, see the silver linings in things. You can train your brain to find those positives, find those silver linings. Every once in a while, it can be a little frustrating, you know, but 99% of your life, it is so much better. I would have liked to have seen it go that direction, but I do think that it's also just as noteworthy. Hey, how did nobody catch this?
Mm-hmm.
It's the reason we have journalism, and it's part of the danger of what happens if we lose journalism, or if all of our major journalist outlets, are owned by conglomerates.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of people right now that are ticked off at the Washington Post for not doing what they have done through every presidential election, pretty much, and made it, you know, endorse somebody.
And, from their opinion polls.
Right, and part of the pushback on that is, well, I'm canceling my Washington Post. Okay, great. So, you know, you think Jeff Bezos felt that? No. But guess who did feel it? Every journalist that works for the Washington Post. Yeah. Like
Who couldn't afford to resign. Because the one who did could afford it. But he acknowledged that the rest couldn't.
I talked to a student last night who was dealing with a lot of anxiety and a lot of uncertainty. This is her first election, and she is at a point where she thought she knew who she was going to vote for. And in the last couple of months, and specifically in the last couple of days, she has been very confused, because she lives in a major... We think we have a lot of attack ads here in central Wisconsin. In Chicago, it's insanity. It's every single beat. And they're just pounding you with this stuff. And she's looking at it, and she's like, if I listen to all these ads, why would I vote for either of these people? They're all these attack ads do is just tear people down, and it's all fake information on all sides. That we need to have a higher standard for each other and for our entertainment, for our news stations, for our mediums, whether it is radio, newspaper, TV, movies. We need people to be able to say no to money. We need people to be able to say, you know what, we're not going to take your money for those attack ads. We're not going to help you promote this stuff. We need it from everybody. Every single source needs to be able to do these things. Otherwise, we're all guilty. We're all full. You know, whether you're believing attack ads or not, we're just as guilty as the next, and we just accept this. We just keep taking it. It doesn't have to be that way. Do I need to remind everybody out there who makes the rules here? Like, we the people.
That's been the premise of this experiment called America.
Let's go ahead and get things done. Let's show them. Yeah. Show them. And show them where you stand on these things. Show them where you feel for these things. Do not support these candidates that have made basically the last 3 months of your life hell, because all they've done is propound you with attack ad after attack ad. Propound?
Mm-hmm. Propound.
Is that propound? I don't think that's really a... I don't know what I did
there.
That
sounds like a Batman and Robin.
You know what?
Comic strip.
I'm owning it. I'm doing it. Pa-pow! I'm doing that from now on. That's my new catchphrase. I finally got a catchphrase. Pa-pow!
There you go. Pow! Every microphone everywhere is going to hate you with your plosives. Yes,
by popping my peas. we will take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll get some voting stats for you, some interesting stuff for this election day we'll get into, and plenty more. We've actually got a great interview that Melissa was able to collect for us. We will have for you the next segment coming up, too. All that on the way on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody.
And Pat Benatar. Don't forget her.
We cannot forget Pat Benatar. Ever. Ever forget Pat Benatar. And we haven't forgotten you. We got some election stats for you here. We got some interesting stuff I want to get into. Before we do, I did want to note two things. One, that Laura was just got in this morning and was telling us that over by her, an election site, that there is just already, there are people out there. It was PACs and six.
Nice. So people were lining up before the doors even opened.
Yeah. That's great to hear. That's great to see. Keep up the good work, everybody.
Yes. Thank you to everybody out there doing your civic duty. Mm-hmm. Today's the day if you haven't already.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Thank you for the reporting, Laura. We appreciate
Absolutely.
That.
And on the ground reporting.
And speaking of reporting, we've got a great interview that Melissa was able to do, just a snip of it, a little preview, if you will, of a community stories coming up for you. So we'll have that for you in just a little bit. But for right now, to kind of lead into that, I have some election stats.
Okay.
Just some facts and stats and silliness from the internet. in a poll, 21% of Americans say that they have gotten into an argument over politics with a friend or a family member within the past year. Another 9% have argued with a coworker, 6% argued with own spouse or partner, and 5% have argued with a neighbor.
How many of us have argued with ourselves?
Yes, right. Yeah. But now, you know, I don't have to explain surveys and how these things work with everybody out there. I believe those are pretty small numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for as loud as barking as we hear from some people about, you know, we have this much division and we're so divided and blah, blah, blah and all this. That's not really that high in numbers.
No.
9% of coworkers, 6% of you know, your spouse or your partner, 21% of Americans say this. Like, that's not that high of a number. The majority of us are getting along. The majority of us are able to, you know, I don't know, keep our mouth shut. Like, I don't mean to be blunt about this, but you don't have to share who you're voting for. Remember, like, I don't know, way in ancient times, and by that I mean the 80s, where we just kept our mouths shut about this. I think it's the only old school thing I am. I think it's the only thing I'm old man yelling at cloud. But like, I miss the days where we didn't have political signs in every dang yard. We didn't have people taking up like two stories to put up a big old sign and everything, like it's a cult or something like that. These are not your sports teams. These things don't care about you like you care about them. Like, what are we doing?
And there's been a lot of push, and I don't know if you've seen the mailers that are coming through talking about how the fact that you vote is public record. Well, yes, it is. However, who you voted for is not. It doesn't matter how you're registered. It doesn't matter what you hear. Nobody knows who you voted for. It's private.
I don't care if I have a feeling my mom and dad are listening right now. I love them. I care about them. I don't care who they're voting for. I don't care. I don't care anybody out there. I don't care my own kids who they're voting for. It's your business. Mm-hmm. It's your. I care that you're voting. I care about you. I care that you're having a good day. All these things. But I do not care who you're voting for, and I don't understand why we share this stuff. Like, I other than to try to start a fight. Other than because you want or some weird version of trying to like win or something, I don't know.
Well, it's and we see weird endorsements all over the place, with people who feel they are influential and trying to bring people over to their side, basically. But as you say, James, for the rest of us, it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. And look, I got you. You have a status. You are entitled. You are an American. You're entitled to your opinion. You're entitled to share that and endorse who you like and everything. I just for me on a personal level, we've always had celebrities endorsing candidates going back to the 1940s and 50s and everything. That's you're right about up. It's a good point to bring up, but certainly you're right also in what I'm talking about and just referring to the people. We the people and. Not to say that they aren't people. They aren't entitled to their opinions.
Correct.
It's always funny to me the people that say shut up and dribble, but they don't say that about the people that are voting for who they want them to vote for. That's interesting.
And online, but the thing is, after today, you know what? I mean, we're going to move on from these as it were petty arguments.
Well, here's the thing that. So I mentioned politics are big in my family, and I voted my whole life, but I've never actually gotten to go vote with my mom or my dad, and we decided we're going to do that this year. I'm going to go pick up my parents when I'm done here, and we're going to go cast our vote together, the three of us.
Nice.
Not in the same booth.
A little family trip.
Yeah, it's good. It should be interesting. But one of the things that I learned in this process with that is that you don't necessarily, it doesn't have to be even talked about. Like you heard the gentleman earlier, he's going to talk to his brother later. They ain't even going to talk about politics. Like you don't have to talk about these things. You're more than welcome to, and you're more than.
Remember the days when you didn't discuss religion or politics?
Yeah. I don't understand what was wrong with that. You should feel free to talk about things, certainly, but doesn't mean you have to. I have the freedom to sit here and talk all show about things that I want and things that I like and things that I find interesting. But that's not my job. That's not what I do. I can do that in my own private life or in my own head.
And, James, I've been doing a little bit of traveling this election season to multiple different rallies and things of that nature, and have met supporters on all sides. The most interesting thing I found is that when people are not talking about politics, we all talk about the same things. The things that matter to us, the things that matter in our lives, the people that we care about, the frustrations of daily living and the joys of daily living. We as you like to say, there is more that brings us together than divides us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 14% of people believe Americans' electoral system is the best in the world. 5% of people say it needs work. Let's see here. And people were asked what they thought were the most important traits in a president. And the top were honesty, leadership skills, mental health, visions for America's future, integrity, intelligence, and the ability to stay calm under pressure. Interesting stuff. I would vote for that. That seems pretty good. Turnout in the U.S. has soared in recent elections, but Americans still trail many other countries. In the 2020 presidential election, 62.8% of the voting age population in the U.S. voted. When compared against recent national elections in 49 other countries, the U.S. ranked 31st.
Whoa!
Between Colombia and Greece.
Oh, my goodness.
Where are my USA chants? What are we doing here?
What happened to we're number one?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, where is your pride?
We're
baby?
Number 38.
We're number 30. We're number 31. We're number 31. Like that? No. No. That, I'm not having that. Let's show the rest of the world how democracy's done.
A reminder.
We are celebrating something today where the 1940 presidential election was when WFHR got started. This was the famous election of incumbent presidential Franklin D. Roosevelt defeating Republican businessman Wendell Willkie to be elected in an unprecedented third term. I'm bringing this up because this was a legendary day. And 84 years ago that we went on air and we talked about this. And here we are with another legendary day and another legendary election on our hands that we have the power over, that we can control, and we can do something. We can go out there and make our voices heard. But it takes all of us. Yeah. Everybody's got to be out there. And if that means, checking on some of our senior population. Do you need a ride to the polls? Do you need a hand? Making sure that when you're at these polls, people getting in and out of the building, holding open doors for each other, regardless of who they're voting for.
Common courtesy.
Yeah. Treat each other with kindness. Treat each other well. Let us show the rest of the world the way democracy is done. And let's get these numbers up. 31st? Come on, people. I want to make sure to get this interview in, Melissa, so I'm going to go ahead and play this right now. Do you want to preface this or anything?
I spoke with a student at the rally yesterday in Stevens Point, just to get the student perspective on how they're feeling about the election. So this is Jack Orlando.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure why it's not playing. I've got everything the way I always do on this end. Not sure why. I apologize, everybody. I will work on that. I will see what I can do to get that. Because you're not hearing it, right? It's not just me.
Well, okay, like, I never would be able to hear you're it
right,
anyway,
yeah,
if you're playing it
yeah.
through the computer. So
I
thought everything was working perfectly.
Yeah, I had it all set up and it was playing before we went on air. I checked it and it was. I'll go ahead and I'll try that again when we go to break here. We'll see if all I can get that work. I do appreciate you doing that, Melissa. Thank you very much.
Sure. It was fun.
It was a good experience.
Oh, yeah. It's very interesting to go to these rallies and to talk to people that are there. The enthusiasm in that room yesterday was contagious. It was exciting.
It just seems like such an exciting time. You think about that election I was mentioning earlier when we went on air. It was also in the shadow of World War II, we've got wars going on now. There are so many parallels, and it reminds us, I think, hopefully reminds people out there, not only that we have more in common than not only that we share so much more, but that, these things, we will get through these times.
We got
through those times.
The sun will come up tomorrow, and the next day, and the next.
And hopefully we'll have some results. Hopefully,
We need to be patient, James.
Yes, and
I know that very well, but it's a good reminder. We need to be patient, because places cannot start counting until after the polls close tonight.
Yeah, it was a bad joke. We will be back with more fun and good jokes coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.